Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Cates Carney. Small businesses in and around the Blackfeet Reservation now have access to a little more help. This week, for the first time, the U.S. Department of Agriculture extended support to a Native American community development group to make microloans to boost the local economy. Paulette Matt runs Real People Herbs out of her house, selling traditional foods, teas, soaps, and various healing remedies. She says she didn't have the money to expand her business by herself.
The $10,000 loan that I got, I will be able to buy the tins and the boxes. I think it's going to be worth it. And then I'll be able to, my dream is that in a couple years, I'll be able to hire other people to help me. Yeah, it'll be a good thing to do to, in a way, boost our economy and to pass something on to someone else younger.
Small business loans for entrepreneurs with no or bad credit are really hard to get. Gary Ricine was shot down by banks in Glacier County with his idea of buying our snack shop in Cutbank. Ricine wanted to expand the menu and the hours of operation. After being deemed too high a risk for a bank business loan, he found Native American Community Development Corporation Financial Services, known as NACDC Financial Services. He spoke at an NACDC event in Browning.
You know, all in all, I really think that this program here, since it's, I found out about it and got started with it, and you know, this is a good way for small business and Indian people to get a good start.
NACDC Financial Services has been giving out microloans for $5,000 and $10,000 since 2011. Lately, the group has been giving out small business loans. In the past, NACDC Financial Services money has come from the nonprofit's Indian Land Tenure Foundation and First Nations Awista. NACDC Financial Services borrowed money from those groups, then loaned it back out to the community. Now they're getting help from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA has been doing this kind of thing in Montana since 2010. Last week, the agency marked its microlending debut in Montana's Indian country with a small ceremony at NACDC's office in Browning. USDA State Director of Rural Development, Anthony Preedy, awarded the check of $125,000 to NACDC Executive Director Angie Main.
We plan to actually expand all over Montana, but of course we're taking baby steps, so this is our baby steps. So thank you. Thank you.
According to the United States Census Bureau, 33% of Glacier County lives in poverty. That's more than twice the state and national percentage. The median household income in Glacier County is around $46,000. That's more than $10,000 less than the Montana average. Money in Browning doesn't stay in Browning, says USDA's Preedy. This microlending program aims at fixing that.
There are a lot of dollars in this community. There's no question about it, but the vast majority of the funds, you know, they don't even circulate once, and they're often gone to other areas. And, of course, what we're hoping for is to build sustainable businesses that will have people coming in time and time again and circulating the money so that the community and the people in the community will benefit from it.
Preedy says the poverty rates in Glacier County and in the Browning area need to be lowered.
And the best way, of course, to fight poverty is to create job opportunities, and that's what we're trying to do here.
When the dollars coming into a town are spent outside of the community, it makes it hard to start a small business. And when there are not many successful small businesses, there are few options to spend money locally. Angie Main of NACDC says this circle of financial trouble is difficult to break.
Well, it's been going on since we probably were placed on reservations, you know.
Along with giving out loans, the nonprofit assists in basic financial education, things like how to handle credit or create a budget. They're even helping Paulette Matt set up a website for her new business.
Well, we're all responsible, you know, for each other, so we have to help them as much as possible.
Main says NACDC Financial Services has about 115 loans out in the community, and the organization has never seen a default. But she recognizes it's not easy to break a cycle of poverty.
You know, we're not going to break this cycle right away, but, you know, if we make a dent, I mean, I think that we've planted the seeds, and I think we'll get to there eventually, maybe not in our lifetime, but at least we're planting those seeds.
Main says it's hard to keep money on a reservation, but it is needed to give the community an ownership of their own economy. According to the United States Census Bureau, Glacier County is a place where Native Americans make up 63% of the population, but own only 26% of the business. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.